Hallelujah, let's just take a moment and get our minds and hearts in the right place. Let the leadership of the Spirit begin to move in your heart. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you right now. Lord, we're thankful for the good things that you're doing. Big and small, God, we recognize it and we give you reverence. Lord, we put every enemy that's hindering our praises on the run, God. We put everything underneath our feet. Lord, we leap for joy. God, we reach out and praise you for peace. God, right now I pray, Lord, that your Spirit work abundantly. God, I praise you, oh, for getting me up in the midnight hour, and I still know that you're there. God, I praise you today that we have a time to sing and a time to praise you. Lord, I praise you that I'm free tonight. Woo! I praise you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, God, for your mercy. I praise you for your grace. Lord, I will. Hallelujah. We act like we got no reason to give God the glory. Hallelujah. We act like we got no reason to give him the praise. But he's been good. And if he's been good, then that's enough to praise the Lord. If he saved you, that's enough to give him praise. Lord, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. If you just press in enough, you may just feel some life spring up in your spirit. If you just took a moment and pressed on through, you know that you know the presence of God that'll make you want to run through. Hallelujah, run through a troop and jump over a wall and realize that no matter what we face, that God is still God. That no matter what we're going through, that God is still God. Lord, I feel like preaching tonight. God is still God. No matter what you see, no matter what they say, God is still God. I worship him because he's still God. He's not changed a bit. He's still my Savior. Oh, the blood of the Lamb is still on my heart. And today I praise him to know that for each of us that there is access and there is a breakthrough. Say breakthrough. There's a breakthrough tonight that's here for you. Don't hold back because of the... Did you hear what I said? Don't hold back because of the trouble. Praise him because you've got some trouble tonight. Give him glory to know that when you come through the other side, that God was with you all the way. I just feel led of the Lord as they get another song for us to pray, an intercessory prayer to get our hearts in a place where we're able to worship. Not only worship, but come on, church, enjoy coming in to the presence of God. There is not a time that the presence of God has came that I ever dreaded a minute of it. I knew that my healing was right in front of me. If I could just get over me and say, God, I may be ill, but I'm healed through you. Everybody I know may have beat me down, but I rise up through the resurrection power of Christ. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, help us, oh, to be able to get over a place for a season, that you may be lifted up and see the greater vision. The greater vision does not end where you dwell, where you are afflicted. It goes on beyond that. And the only thing that gets us there is faith. Faith is the first thing then moves you to praise God. Not how catchy the lyric line is, not how fast the beat will go, but faith will cause you to praise him. And if you have something before God, you don't have to have any music right now to praise him in faith for what you don't see yet. Somebody needs this. You need to praise God. Not for what you're expecting, but even for things that you don't see. And God, I praise you for it. Somebody needs this right now. Oh, Lord, I praise you right now. I don't see it yet. I don't feel it yet. Somebody needed that. I don't feel it yet. But God, I know that, Lord, you're coming by my way. And God, I know you're going to bring me through this. It's not the end. It is not the end. This is just the beginning. Oh, how we dwell in trouble. It's just the beginning of the blessing. Oh, I may not see it, but God, I praise you for it. Don't just praise God because everybody else is praising God. Get a little faith in your heart and say, God, I don't see it, but Lord, I know that it's on its way. We might not have an absolute outpouring in the very beginning of the first song. Sometimes God moves in mysterious ways to test. Say test. to test your faith, to test if we'll praise Him when it seems hard, or if everybody of 99 was around you and afflicted, and you could be the one that would praise Him anyway. Lord God, where's that one tonight? I'm telling you, are you the one that God's calling right now, or to give Him praise? I'm running out of messages in my heart to be able to preach. We're running out of songs to sing, church. And it's going to get to a place where songs don't mean anything. And it's going to have to come from the depths of your spirit. You have got to decide tonight how important that it is that you go out changed, that you go out lifted up. And the way that it begins is through your faith, through the very words that you'll begin to utter right now. Oh, if you just begin to say, God, touch me. Lord, touch me. God, bless me. God can begin to move in a faith that's in your heart. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I may just be absolutely blind to reality, but I still have hope. I still believe that God still saves. I still believe in the power of deliverance. I still believe in the stirring of the heart as given by the Holy Ghost. It ain't died out and it ain't dead. Hallelujah. It's alive and well in your spirit as unlocked by faith. The very moment that you start believing in your heart, God is ready to pour something out, an abundant outpouring unto you. Your mouth will begin to move in ways you never thought, and you'll begin to communicate in a language that you never knew. It's a sweet conversation that the enemy can't get in. You start out in praises through faith. That's you offering to God. And as you connect to the Spirit, you'll begin to communicate and begin to actually see the devil flee instead of wondering where in the time's going to come that he goes. Hallelujah. I'm hoping for the day that we rebuild and restore the confidence that dwells in the hearts of the children of God. And how does that begin? Well, other than your faith, it's in your words that you give to God when you don't see it. It's in your heart when everybody would afflict you, but you still feel peace. I still see John down by the river. All the Pharisees were in a land where it was comfortable, and I'm sure they didn't have air conditioning, but they were in rooms that were much cooler and more comfortable, and they were decorated with great apparel. And not only that, but them also, as to try to represent what that stood for. But I still see John at the river out there where it's 120, 130 degrees out in the heat, trying to get the message out. And it wasn't anything elaborate. They didn't have it captioned and subtitled with notes for everybody to read before they ever got there. But he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. When God calls, there's not much more we've got to begin in but to believe in faith that He's going to move every hindrance out of our way. If you're walking with something that leads you to sin, it's time to repent. You may not see it sometimes, but we come in the door looking like this, with such a load on our back that you can't rise up to get your hand in the air, carrying way too much. The temptations that we failed in, or mistakes that we made before we ever come to believing that God can lift that. There's not very much that describes the amount of weight that you carry in the Word of God other than this. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You will not come in. You hear this. I feel boldness. You will not go to any church. Any church, whether they're dead or alive, and walk in like this if you've been in the presence of God before you got there. You'll come in with a light spirit, and you'll have the strength to help somebody else come together. I know, and I've wondered, God, when is the day going to come where we'll see your church come together as one? But we'll never, never, never see complete unity until some people come light and willing to carry the load. I'm here to tell you that not everybody's going to come in light one day. Hallelujah. When they went into the upper room, I'm sure that somebody had some problems. I'm sure that somebody was poor in that room. I'm sure that somebody had some family issues. But don't you know, when they came together, I'm sure that somebody got to another and said, let me help you praise God. Let me help you believe. And as they came together in one mind, they began to know the closest thing that we'd ever experienced to heaven on earth. And it's here for you today. I feel like preaching tonight. And I know it's not the appropriate time, but so help me. I'm tired of the enemy having us come in, barely able to get one step in front of the other. When we have exactly what we need, you may not be a singer, but don't you have faith? Hallelujah. You may not be a preacher, but don't you have faith? You may not pray out in the language and lay hands on people for healing, but don't you have faith? Every person has a portion. It put it like this. Oh, the faith is a grain of mustard seed. So no matter how much that you doubt, hear this. No matter how much that the enemy will hinder you, deep down in your spirit, there was something that was, well, it was born into your life, a grain of faith. Anyway, the enemy will try to get you to believe you don't got it. You're being deceived. There is a grain of faith in you tonight. A teeny tiny shred of hope that the devil cannot destroy. For when God made it, it could not be taken away. When he put it together in your substance, it's there for you to always have. Now, whether you have a faith of a mustard tree or you're back down to the sea tonight, it's still there and still ready to work in your life, still ready to bless your soul, still here to save your life, still here to save your children. Well, bless God, somebody help me tonight. He's still here to have church whenever everybody's going church to church to find a blessing. Listen, it's still here for you right now. I think somebody is getting a hold of that tonight. Somewhere in you, whether anybody helped teach you or whether you know anything about God or not, there's something that when you were made, the Word of God puts it like this, that we were made in His image. It also says that that which He created, that God made, is good. Everything that God made was for pleasure, His pleasure. He did not create anything to dwell in you that would cause Him to be grieved. So if we're in our heart and we're living with hardships and troubles, there is a part of you that wants to have hope. There's a part of you that wants to believe. There's a part of you that wants to praise the Lord, wants to dance. There's a part of you that wants to sing with all of your heart. And that's where it begins. You may not preach like me and you may not ever preach in life, but there's a part of you that has hope. Bless God, I feel the Lord. And sometimes we may not know or understand what God's trying to do, but there's a part of us that still knows that He's God, that He's still moving, that He's still on the throne. I feel such a word in my spirit. No matter how you're being deceived by the devil, you hear this tonight. The voice of God is dominating that right now. I know you hear this. There is a part of you, a grain of faith that God made for you. That no matter if you're oblivious to what's going on or not, that He wants to grow something in your spirit. Didn't say we had the faith of the grain of a tree. You start out with a seed. Because the seed is something you have to tend to. It's something you must maintenance, and it's something that requires a few things. A seed typically requires water, regardless of climate. And when you read about references to water in the Spirit, it refers to God's Spirit and God's anointing. It's refreshing. It causes you to not be thirsty. Jesus said to somebody that didn't understand that if you drank of this, you'd never thirst again. There also requires some kind of light source, the energy, that which causes the growth. So if all that you have is an offering of faith, if you allow the Spirit of God to move abundantly, and you allow the light of God to divide truth from evil, something will begin to happen. Your seed will break through, and the sprout will begin to grow. I love watching those videos that they do like 24 times fast to watch a plant actually come to form. And if you pause at any point, no matter which part that you see, it's alive, and it has life. And I praise Him tonight. And hallelujah, you may be going through a time where you're just springing out another branch of faith. But the Word of God talks about those that will continue the race, that they will begin to bear what? Fruit. You start out as a seed, but in growing in God, you begin to bear something that's not only just for you, But somebody will get a hold of it and pick off of that and get blessed. Hallelujah. And how do you let somebody pick the fruit from you? It is of the fruit of your lips. That which you praise God with at church, or that which you encourage someone else with, will bring life to them. And what's amazing about most fruit or vegetables that you see, what is the very center of the substance that's within them? A seed, right? Another means to cause faith to grow in someone else. Visualize this with me tonight. Don't let the enemy steal or try to destroy what is growing in your spirit. But know that if you just start an offering of faith, whether it's praise or supporting the praise band or supporting the minister, a lot of times we get it backwards. But hear this tonight. You're not praising for the minister just for the minister. You're praising in faith for you. You're allowing the light of God to show off in your life, causing growth in your spirit. So hear that tonight. I don't care what anything is going on. I don't have to hear it. We don't have to talk about it. It doesn't even matter. What it comes down to is when you offer that which is in you, however big that you have it right now, or whether it's the first time you're going to step out and use it. There's a lot of people that are still holding the seed and don't know what to do. To put the seed in the ground, you've got to break the ground and put it in a place that will get a hold of something that will root it, right? Groundbreaking is being humble. Groundbreaking is offering praise and allowing self to get out of the way, right? When we offer ourselves in praise, it begins to break you down from how upset you are about what somebody told you Wednesday, or how the boss told you that he was going to give you a hard time, in other words. Hallelujah. And we have got to groundbreak through that and be able to give our faith somewhere that when it dwells, that it won't be plucked up. The parable of the sower says it like this, that there were those that threw it out and it got burned up in the sun. Or in other words, it wasn't deeply rooted as it was planted. So tonight, your faith holds so much. And we could try to arrange the perfect service and say at this point at QB that everybody will get up and praise God together and the Holy Ghost will fall. But that's not how God works. God works as he moves through your faith. You could have church and feel the power of God in your bed. There's nothing else that I know of in life that even if you bought it, that they would not come to your house and perform for you. Can you imagine trying to book the Crab family to come and have church in your bedroom? If that's how you thought you needed it, you'd be paying on that more than your car. But that's not what you need to grow in God. It starts out with something very small, something that you have. It's not something you'll go after. It's something you already have. Faith is something you have. All you have to do is break the ground in your life and say, I need change. I need to be different. I need to be, as the Word of God says, separated or holy. I need to be something, God, that will be pleasurable to you. I feel it lifting from me, so I'm going to close with this. It starts with something, and if you use it, God can begin to not only bless you where you get to enjoy the rain after it's been burned up a while, but you'll begin to grow painfully at times, other times quickly, other times we don't see the life coming. But how many of us have seen trees cut down before that would spring back up? Because if it's still meant for it to live, it will grow if given the right environment. In church, if we don't get our faith to begin to grow, we will not produce a good environment for light and water for people to grow. And people will go elsewhere to some other greenhouse and say, am I going to be able to grow here? It's important to know that though we try to bless others, that all that you can do is offer what you have. Whether they choose it or not is up to them. But you've got to start in your heart that the people can bear of your fruit. I love you tonight, and I pray that you take that in your spirit and not let it go. Are you blessed tonight? Praise him like you're blessed.